Week 8, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of the people. Summon before me, my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says this to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honor me. We never cease to pray for you. We ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 13. Then Job replied and said, "Silence, now I will do the talking, whatever may befall me. I put my flesh between my teeth. I take my life in my hands. Let him kill me if he will. I have no other hope than to justify my conduct in his eyes. This very boldness gives promise of my release, since no godless man would dare to appear before him. Listen carefully to my words, and lend your ears to what I have to say. You shall see, I will proceed by due form of law, persuaded as I am that I am guiltless. Who comes against me with an accusation? Let him come. I am ready to be silenced and to die. But grant me these two favours. If not, I shall not dare to confront you. Take your hand away, which lies so heavily on me. No longer make me cower from your terror. Then arraign me, and I will reply. Or rather, I will speak, and you shall answer me. How many faults and crimes have I committed? What law have I transgressed? Or in what have I offended? Why do you hide your face and look on me as your enemy? Will you intimidate a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase the dried-up chaff? You list bitter accusations against me, taxing me with the faults of my youth, after putting my feet in the stocks, watching my every step and measuring my footprints, while my life is crumbling like rotten wood or a moth-eaten garment. Man, born of woman, has a short life, yet has his fill of sorrow. He blossoms and he withers like a flower, fleeting as a shadow, transient. And is this what you deign to turn your gaze on, him that you would bring before you to be judged? Who can bring the clean out of the unclean? No man alive. Since man's days are measured out, since his tale of months depends on you, since he assigns him bounds he cannot pass, turn your eyes from him. Leave him alone like a hired drudge to finish his day." Responsory, based on Job 13. Lord, do not hide me from your face. Take your hand away from me, and let not the dread of you fill me with terror. Lord, correct me gently, not in your anger, or you will reduce me to nothing. And let not the dread of you fill me with terror. A reading from the sermons of St. Zeno of Verona. Job, a type of Christ. As far as can be understood, dear brothers, Job was a type of Christ, and a comparison between them shows the truth of this. God himself calls Job a righteous man, and God is righteousness itself, the source whence all who are blessed drink, for of him it is said, "For you the Sun of Righteousness shall rise." Job is called truthful, and the Lord is the very truth, as he said in the Gospel, "I am the way and the truth." Job was a rich man, but what is richer than God? All the rich are his slaves, and to him belongs the whole world, and every creature, as holy David says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. The devil tempted Job 3 times. In the same way, as the evangelist tells us, he tried to tempt the Lord. Job lost everything that he owned, and the Lord left behind him his heavenly goods for love of us, and made himself poor that he might make us rich. The raging devil brought Job's sons to destruction. So, in their madness, the people of the Pharisees slew the prophets, the sons of the Lord. Job was infected with ulcers, and the Lord, taking on our flesh, was befouled with the filth of the sins of the whole human race. Job's wife urged him to sin, and the synagogue did its best to make the Lord follow the corrupt observances of their elders. It is told that Job's friends insulted him. So too did his priests and worshippers insult the Lord. Job sat upon a dunghill full of worms. The Lord also moved about on the real dunghill of the filth of this world, amidst men seething with all manner of vices and lusts, which are the real worms. Job recovered both his health and his possessions, but the Lord at his resurrection held out to those who believe in him not merely health but immortality, and took back to himself dominion over all nature, as he himself bears witness when he says, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father." Job begat new sons to replace those he had lost. The Lord too begat holy sons and apostles in place of the prophets. Job, blessed, rested in peace. But the Lord remains blessed forever before all ages, from all ages, and throughout all ages. Responsory based on Hebrews 12. We should keep running steadily in the race we have started. Let us not lose sight of Jesus, who leads us in our faith and brings it to perfection. We prove ourselves by great fortitude in times of suffering, in times of hardship and distress, when we are flogged or sent to prison. Let us not lose sight of Jesus, who leads us in our faith and brings it to perfection. Let us pray. In your mercy, Lord, direct the affairs of men so peaceably that your church may serve you in tranquility and joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.